How much worse can things get for BP?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It looks like the center of Tropical Storm Alex will probably not pass near the site of BP's leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. It's also not expected to stop the drilling of two relief wells. But the 12-foot waves the storm is likely to cause could hamper some oil containment efforts. That can't help BP's financial health. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us now, live from New York, with more on that. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bill.
BP has already lost more than half its stock market value. How much worse could things get for the company?
Well, the worst-case estimate is that every day the spill goes on, BP could be racking up an additional $250 million in costs. And the company just said it's already spent more than $2.5 billion so far. We've reported that BP's credit rating has been cut, Bill, and that's made borrowing more difficult. But now there are concerns about the spill's impact on BP's huge energy trading operations. The company trades in oil and natural gas and gasoline. It's a big part of BP's business. And some of the company's trading partners are getting nervous about being on the other end of a BP trade these days. So analysts are starting to look at what this all means for the broader market.
And what are they seeing?
Well, according to Reuters, the New York Fed has been looking at BP's links to financial firms, to banks and hedge funds. Over the last 2 weeks, the Fed has been poring over documents and talking to banks about their exposure. Now, sources are saying it looks like BP does not pose a risk to the entire financial system, but some banks are tightening their trading policies anyway. They're analyzing what a BP bankruptcy, should we get to that point, either because of Tropical Storm Alex or some other storm down the road, would mean for them.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Bill.
A fight is brewing in Baltimore over efforts to cut the pensions of police and firefighters. There are similar struggles happening across the country. City and state governments want to balance their budgets. Retiree benefits are a juicy target. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports public employee unions are crying foul.
The battle in Baltimore comes down to a few sentences in the city code.
Article 22, Section 42.
Bob Slijewski of the Firefighters Union says it means his members have a binding contract for retirement.
And the benefits that exist when they enter into the contract can't be changed.
But last week, the city council increased the required years of service and cut pension pay and cost of living increases. It's a pattern being repeated all over the country, says Sue Uran of the Pew Center on the States.
Policymakers have too often kicked the can down the road, not making required payments and increasing benefits without considering the price tag.
Uran says nationwide, the funding shortfall now tops $1 trillion, so governments are cutting benefits promised to workers. That doesn't sit well with Bob Slijewski.
I'm starting to get pretty sick when I read what's going on around the country where people just say it's okay to break a promise.
Expect union lawsuits in Baltimore and elsewhere to block these pension grab backs. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks are way off this morning, down 2% in Europe. In Greece, public services are shut down because workers have walked off the job in another nationwide strike protesting budget cuts there. Asian investors seem worried about a slowdown. Shares fell 2% or more there. Stocks were flat yesterday in New York, with the Dow edging down 5 points to close at 10,138.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
Congressional overhaul of financial regulation is up in the air because of the death of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd. His loss means one less Democratic vote, and now Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown is backing away from his support of the bill. One of the criticisms of the financial reform measure has been that it will not prevent the next meltdown. I wanted to know what might cause that meltdown, so I called Henry Blodgett, editor-in-chief of the Business Insider. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are one of those observers who believes that even with these new rules, we are at risk of another global crisis. What might that crisis look like?
I think the reason that people are saying that is that if you took this legislation and you enacted it in 2005, it would not have prevented the crisis that we just had. But hopefully this is just a first step, and we will continue to get more reform over the next couple of years.
Is the biggest danger a crisis that looks similar to the one we just had, or are you seeing other fault lines out there that could be the next problem?
Well, over history, we have gotten actually pretty good at preventing the last crisis. Unfortunately, what happens is the next one will look somewhat different, but it'll be based on the same accumulation of debt which got us into this one.
Okay, so you put your finger on a problem there, debt. Is that all we can really know, maybe all we need to know about the next crisis, is that there should have been limits on debt, on leverage, and there weren't?
The one key component that is similar in just about every financial crisis is too much leverage, and leverage in this case is debt. And my hope is that we will have been so scared by what just happened that it will be many decades before we get into another crisis like that.
But Henry, this legislation creates a new systemic risk council. Why wouldn't that council not be able to prevent systemic risk?
I'll tell you why. For the same reason that the SEC and other regulators completely missed the systemic risk in our system in 2005 to 2007. It was not that nobody on earth saw it. Many economists were screaming from the rooftops. And the problem is that a systemic risk council 10 to 20 years from now will be lulled into the same sort of sense of, well, this is working fine, as all of our regulators were in 2000 to 2005.
Henry Blodgett, editor-in-chief of the Business Insider. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, the New York Times reports Germany's Dusseldorf airport is monitoring air quality using bees. They let 200,000 bees fly around the airport and tested the honey for toxins. And it's so clean, it's being bottled and given away as gifts under the name Dusseldorf Natural, which is a better gift name than Dusseldorf Toxin Tester. This is Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.